Chazor zeichen that Shabbat Chesu Shag. Remember, Shabbat Chesu Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Vav. Zokt Mar, if aged Yayin Nesach is mixed with grapes, everyone would agree the grapes only become Aser if the wine imparts taste into them. If new Yayin Nesach mixed with grapes, Abaye says it would be Aser if even the smallest amount of wine mixed in, and Rava says it would only be Aser if it imparts flavor into the grapes. Abaye says when two items are mixed, we follow the flavor to decide whether they're the same kind. Did they have the same flavor? Then it's called Mimbaminoi. And new wine and grapes have the same taste, and therefore it's considered to be Mimbaminoi, and they become Aser with even the smallest amount, even a Mashu. Rava says we follow the name when deciding whether something is Mimbaminoi or not, and new wine is wine, whereas grapes are grapes, and therefore there are two different minim, and it only becomes aser if the aserdik item puts a taste into the other item. In fact, our Mishnah said if Yayin Nesach falls onto grapes and they're cracked, they become aser. Now, presumably, the Mishnah is referring to where new wine fell onto the grapes, and we see that the grapes only become aser when they get flavor from the Yayin Nesach. And for tomorrow, no, the Mishnah means that the grapes become also even if there's a smallest amount of a Yayin Nesach that fell onto them. In fact, tomorrow, but at the end of the Mishnah gives a general rule that when an also thing gives off flavor, if it's a good flavor, the item becomes also. If it's not a good flavor, then it remains mutter. Clearly, the Mishnah is dealing with issues of flavor, not a minute amount. And for tomorrow, Abaye would say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where old wine mixed with the grapes, in which case they're considered to be a min b'she'ein aminui, and that's why it follows tam, it follows flavor. With regard to wine vinegar and beer vinegar, or with regard to yeast of wheat and yeast of barley, Abaye says we follow the taste when determining if things are min b'minoy or not, and these things have different tastes, and therefore they would not be min b'minoy. Therefore, they're only also if the also dika item puts a taste and puts a flavor into the other item. Rava says even a minute amount will make it also because we follow the name when deciding if something is min b'minoy. And since both vinegars and both yeasts, they both have name vinegar, they both have name yeast, they're considered to be min b'minoy, and therefore it's also even b'mashu. Mara says Abaye brings a proof from a Mishnah which says that spices combine and make the food osir, meaning if they were osir, even if neither on its own could have spiced the entire food. Chizkiah said they only combine when they are the same type that blend together, and together will flavor the food. Abaye said we see that we follow taste in deciding whether something is min b'minoy, and that's why these spices combine. However, if we follow the name, these spices should not combine. Rava would say it's not a proof because the Mishnah may be following Rav Meir who dashes the pasuk to teach that all usher things combine. Mar says weiter. With regard to usher vinegar that fell into wine, everyone would agree that the wine is only usher if it got the taste of vinegar. If usher wine fell into vinegar, Abaye says it would be usher based on even the smallest amount, mashu. Rava says it would only be usher if it put flavor into the vinegar. Abaye holds that even the smallest amount makes it usher because wine that smells like vinegar and tastes like wine is considered to be vinegar, and therefore it's min b'minoy. Rava says that wine that smells like vinegar and tastes like wine is considered to be wine, and therefore it's not min b'minoy. Mara says, with regard to a hole made in a barrel of wine through which they would smell the wine to see it, the quality of the wine. If a guy smells the wine of a yid through such a hole, the wine is mutter. For a yid to smell the wine of a guy, Abaye says it's also because smell is considered to be a matter of significance. Rava says mutter because smell is not considered to be significant. Rava said, my view is based on a mission that says that if one baked bread in an oven that was fired up with cumin of teruma, the bread is the mutter because the bread only has the fragrance, not the taste of the cumin. Abaye said, this case is different because the cumin is already burned by the time the bread is baked in the oven, and therefore it doesn't have the yisur of truma. So Rav Meir of Mari said we can say that this is the same machlokes as we find among Tanoim in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if someone removes hot bread from the oven and places it on top of a barrel of truma wine, Rav Meir says the bread may only be eaten by kahanim since it absorbs the flavor of the wine. Rav Yehuda says it may be eaten by zorim. And Rav Yossi says that if it was wheat bread, it may be eaten by anybody, but if it was barley bread, it can only be eaten by kahanim because such bread draws in the fragrance. Apparently, Rav Meir holds like Abaye, and Rav Yehuda holds like Rava. Mara says that Rav is forced to agree with the above understanding, but Abaye can say that everyone agrees that aroma, fragrance, is considered to be significant. And Machlokes is only regarding the bread where it doesn't absorb the aroma significantly, but a person does absorb the aroma when there's a hole in the barrel, and that's why it's a very different case. You can't compare the cases. And Mara says we can see this from the way that Rav Barachanan, named Rav Yesh Lakish, explains the Mishnah. He says that everyone agrees that hot bread on an open barrel may only be eaten by kahanim, and cold bread on a closed barrel may be eaten by anybody. Machlokes is regarding hot bread on a closed barrel or cold bread on an open barrel, whether or not it absorbed in that case. However, smelling through the hole in the barrel would be regarded by everybody like a case of hot bread on an open barrel, and it could be. That's why everyone would agree that it's going to be also in that case.